Hello and welcome to Conversations on Karate. I'm Sue.
I'm Greg. And we've got a mix of things to talk about.
We have a mixed martial podcast.
A mixed martial podcast, yes, we do.
It's an MMP, it's the latest thing.
Yes, this, if you've not heard of it, then you're missing out. So we're a bit late, but we were going to talk about Alexander Volkanovsky and Islam Makhachev.
Oh, yes, we were. What?
And how it broke my little heart.
You and many people.
Yeah, it was quite sad to watch.
It was, but I don't know. So much food for thought in it. So where do you want to go first? I mean, that was a hell of a kick. Let's just pay full respect to that kick. Wow.
It was very nicely set up. Went low and then went high.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Volkanovsky looked really strong in the initial wrestling exchanges. I thought he looked strong. But mm-hmm. I remember thinking before the fight started, as he was being introduced in the cage, that he just didn't look like he was in the shape.
Didn't he lose like a huge amount of weight in a very short space of time?
Yeah.
I mean, that's one thing that must be. I mean, I know that they're used to that, but that's a lot to lose in such a short space of time without then having the benefit of training again. Because he had 2 weeks' notice. Yeah. So no long training camp.
Well, it was like 11 days, wasn't it?
And amazing.
To go in and fight the best in the world. That's crazy.
How do you think it would have gone if that head kick hadn't come in and stopped the fight at that point?
I think it probably would have gone the same way. At some mm-hmm. point, I think the longer it went on, I think Volk would have struggled.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't have the time to get in the right kind of shape to last against someone like Islam.
Mm-hmm. You think the wrestling would have won out in the end?
Probably, yeah. I think he looked strong in the first round, but I think if it got to round like 3 or 4, I don't think he would have looked as strong.
Mm.
I think it would have ended up being a bit of a pasting.
Mm.
He's on about fighting again in January, which I think is probably a bit too soon.
Yeah.
After a kick like that, but
yeah, and that he was really properly dazed, wasn't he? And you could see it on his face as he went down, as he sat there, he had that blank look that people
he was seeing all of the stars.
Yeah. You could almost see the little bluebirds in a circle around his head. Yeah.
And his post-fight press conference was tough to listen to.
Mm.
You really felt for him. He's clearly going through some stuff right now.
Mm.
And feels like he needs to be training and needs to be fighting. So
needs to focus, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's an incredible guy.
He is. He's incredible. My favourite fighter, hands down, right now. Favourite active fighter, anyway.
Attitude, execution, everything about the guy is awesome. And that, absolutely. I think it's the candidness, the way he was talking about, the way he was struggling right now. The way he struggles when he hasn't got a focus, when he hasn't got a fight coming up.
Yeah.
It's amazing to hear a guy like that talk about it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think it's quite a common thing for pro athletes, though. Normally, I think you hear it when they kind of retire and they don't have anything to do. And they're kind of like, oh, I miss that buzz of training for something. Yeah.
Well, hats off to him. I thought it was absolutely incredible. I loved this, as he knew what might be coming to him. So just at the beginning of the fight, I just wanted to say, I liked his control, the way he was just keeping space. He was just measuring absolutely everything.
Yeah.
you know, when we talk about things that we can take away from it.
Yeah, his distance management is fantastic.
His distance management was beautiful. And his stance changes.
Yeah.
You don't even notice them happening. It's just like...
That's very clever against someone like Islamic.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Do you think he regrets it, giving it a shot?
No. No, not at all. I don't think he's the type of person to regret anything like that. I think he would regret if he didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. So what's up for him next? Because he's been even changing weight class, hasn't he?
Well, he's supposed to be going back down to featherweight to defend his belt against Ilia Topuria.
Yeah.
In January. Whether that's a good idea or not, I don't know. That's a very quick turnaround.
Very quick.
Considering in the last however many months he's fought Islam twice and Yair Rodriguez. So, who knows? Who knows? We will see.
See where it goes. See what he does. He's an interesting guy to watch because he does this stuff. It's like, wow.
Yeah. Speaking of other interesting people, mm-hmm. Francis Ngannou.
Oh, hell yes.
Took the boxing world by storm.
He did, didn't he?
He did. Oh. No one, including myself, thought he had any shot. And he's just come and proved everybody wrong.
He did. He did. He proved that MMA can indeed 100% transfer from MMA into boxing.
He's just a freak athlete. Unbelievable. I mean, to be fair, Tyson Fury was definitely not on his usual form.
Why do you think that was?
I think he hasn't fought for a long time, really.
Mm.
This could be a number of things.
Do you think he maybe wasn't thinking it would be the match that it was?
I don't think he underestimated him, but he probably thought, yeah, he would be a different fighter than he was.
Mm. This felt like a proper, proper boxing match. There have been so many boxing matches that have been show fights.
Yeah, which I thought this was.
This was a real.
This was going to be. But yeah. No.
Well, whatever anyone else thought it was going to be, Francis didn't take it that way. Francis did it very seriously.
He was like, "I'm coming for you."
Yeah, and he did so well. I mean, God, I could not believe it when he dumped Tyson Fury on the ground.
I don't care. He won that fight.
Yeah.
He would. Won that fight.
Yeah. I was looking at the last couple of rounds and he was absolutely on fire. Far from slowing down. He seemed to be more confident.
Yeah. Yeah, he was fantastic. And he's got some power.
Hell yes.
Some crazy power. And a crazy chin.
Yeah, he can take it, can't he?
I mean, he took a full force elbow from Fury at one point.
Yeah, what was that all about? Why was that not called out?
It kind of looked like he missed the overhand and the elbow came through afterwards, but he took it straight on the dome and he didn't even flinch. Like, I don't know how. He didn't even look, crazy.
Maybe that's the benefit of having done MMA before. You're used to those shots and you just kind of go with it.
Maybe.
But yeah, I mean, how did people not, did that not get seen? Because I mean, surely to God, you know, forgive me, everyone listening to this. I don't know enough about boxing, but surely to God, that's an illegal shot.
Oh, 100%. Or
did they just, I was going to say. So
I don't think it didn't get seen at the time. It got seen after the round in the replay.
Okay.
I don't think it got seen. And the referee definitely didn't see it.
Right. And it was unintentional, obviously.
Well, yeah, it looked to be unintentional, but who knows? Mm. Yeah, it looked like he kind of just missed an overhand and the elbow came through.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I was looking at Twitter and everyone was kind of like, well, everyone who's criticized MMA going and, you know, sort of put down MMA in terms of boxing now needs to shut up. I was thinking, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, they criticize it, but they would never step in the cage and fight any of these guys. No. That's the thing that, like, could you imagine if the 10 count wasn't there when Fury got knocked down and it was an MMA fight and Francis jumped on him and elbowed the living hell out of his head? Like, he would have no chance. Zero chance.
No.
But they would never do it. They would never do it.
No. So is Ngannou, is that his focus now? Is he planning to move to boxing, or is he going to do both?
I think he wants to do both.
Cool.
I think he wants to box again for sure, but he's obviously with the PFL, so I think they'll probably have some fights lined up for him. Who he'll fight, I don't know, but yeah.
Who's possible for him?
In boxing?
Mm-hmm. No, in MMA.
I don't know. I don't really know who heavyweight-wise is with the PFL, to be honest. I'm not really sure. I think I'd be more interested in seeing him box again, to be honest. I think it'd be interesting to see how he matches up with some other top 10 heavyweights.
Mm-hmm. Would. And he's ranked now. He was going to be ranked anyway. They said so.
Yeah, they are. I don't know if it's done. Yeah.
That's impressive. That is so impressive.
Yeah. Very impressive.
Mm. Yeah. And the whole UFC 294, to be honest with you, that was interesting.
Yeah, it kind of fell apart, didn't it, really? Even before it started, it fell apart. When, you know, you had Costa falling out or pulling out because of a staph infection. You had Oliveira pulling out because of a
severe cut on his face.
Then you had the doctor doing weird things during the fights. And it was
that was odd.
Yeah, it just kind of went a bit weird.
Yeah. What did you think of the Johnny Walker thing? Just while we're talking about UFC, before we move on to other stuff, what did you think about that?
At the time when I was watching it, I thought it was probably the right call, because before he said anything, I thought Johnny Walker's not. The doctor's talking to him and he's not saying anything back. He's just kind of looking and smiling. And I'm like, is he there? Is he in the room?
Mm.
Like, he didn't seem like he was there. Looking back on it since, I'm not sure if that was just the language barrier or something. I don't know.
Shouldn't have been.
Well, a lot of people, because I don't think Johnny Walker's English is.
He's Irish, is he not?
Johnny Walker?
He's fighting out of Ireland, Dublin. Have I just made a huge gaffe?
Well, he's fighting. He trains in Ireland, yeah. He's not Irish. He's Brazilian.
Awesome.
But yeah, he, I don't know.
He didn't look like he was all there. Afterwards, he said it was a question that he answered correctly. Looking at it at the time, it didn't look as if he was actually connected to the doctor, but he was obviously very well aware of where he was and what he was there to do. I'm not saying that he should have carried on fighting at all, but
yeah, the thing more than that, which I don't think people are talking about enough, is why the hell that knee got landed in the first place. Like, it wasn't a can I knee him or not here, he's half up, half down. It was, he's completely down, I'm going to throw a knee. And I don't quite understand that.
Well, it was called an unintentional foul, wasn't it?
I don't understand how you can say that's unintentional.
No, I mean, he's clearly on the ground. He'd only got one foot on the ground. The other knee was fully down. And that was an absolute intent. That wasn't, he didn't slip a knee in the head. No.
No, I don't understand that at all. I don't get that. And it's not like you're a new fighter. You know the rules. crazy.
Actually, I have to say, I agree with you. I hadn't thought to bring that up, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah, crazy. Very odd. Anyway.
Let's back to us.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
What did we do?
We went to AKA Combat Sports in Poole.
We did.
Check them out if you want to go and do some really good training. They do, you know, a really good club. And yeah. Steve took us through, what was it, 4 hours? 4 hours, yeah. 4 hours of training.
About 4 hours of, yeah, different things. It was really good.
It was so good.
Yeah, really good. Just with some boxing, some kickboxing, and a few bits of, a little bit of grappling.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of, yeah, just a play about. It was good. Really good.
Yeah. I was, just before we came on, I was saying Steve has got this, like, amazing ability to just, like, teach you loads of stuff. So you come away going, oh my God, I've learned so much. But actually, even though you're tired, you've just literally whistled through so much material. He's got a way of being able to teach you something and get you to know it.
He's a very good coach. A very good coach.
He's so good. He inspires confidence.
Yeah.
He does. Yeah. And he knows the tricks. Because I was he's got a really good way, you know, if you're struggling with something, it's like, right, yeah, it's like this. Straight over, do it like this. It looks like that. If the partner's not there, try that. Yep, you got it. Off you go. Quick.
Yeah. So it was a really good day.
It was. So what did we do? We did boxing first.
We spent a lot of time boxing, which was good.
Yep. Because, boxing drills.
It's kind of my favourite part of it. Like, I'm not the best kicker in the world. I like to.
You've got some power to your kicks, though.
Yeah, but I'm just not. Yeah, my hips don't like it. I've got power for a few, and then I'm kind of like, oh no, let's stop that. I like to use my hands. I like to box. So I always enjoy doing that.
I like doing kicks, but I've certainly in the last couple of years, I found my ability to do repeated power kicks has got less and less and less. But as we were doing that, as we were doing the kicks, because we were just, what did we do? Low kick?
Yeah, we're just kind of working on mechanics of
roundhouse
power
low
stuff,
kick.
Really.
We didn't. What else did we do? Roundhouse low kick. Side kick, that was good. He showed us a nice way of doing that.
Yeah, we were kind of disguising the kicks with the chamber, which was quite nice.
Yeah, so coming up as if to do a front kick and then swivel, pivot, bang in the back kick. I did not do well at those because I fall over.
That's never good.
Do the kick, miss, stumble. That's not clever. But it was good though. Which one were we scooping for?
That was kind of the lead leg side kick.
Lead leg side kick. That was a nice touch that took me a long time to start to get, but it worked.
Yeah, it's a good kick. It's a really nice kick. You don't really see it enough. You don't see side kicks enough in general, I don't think, in
no.
MMA or...
Why though? Is it because they're do people just not like it?
I don't know. I think they can be quite tricky to pull off. Because there's a lot of like twisting and turning involved.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to a lot of the other kicks where you can just fire them straight from where you are.
Mm.
But that's why that lead leg was quite nice to do, because if you get good at that, that's quite nice to be able to just pop off from the front leg.
I think because it was difficult, but I was starting to get it. That's one that I'd like to practice.
Yeah, we'll work on it for sure.
I'm going to practice that one. I'm going to have a list of stuff to practice, because that felt really complicated. But, you know, sometimes you do something that's really complicated and after a while you think, that's not for me.
Yeah.
It's not one that's going to suit me. And then other things that you feel, that was really complicated, but I can feel that start to come together, yeah. I think that one's worth pursuing. That's definitely worth pursuing. And when we were doing the round kicks, that was awesome.
Yeah, fucking hell, Joe can kick hard with a round kick. Jesus Christ. Like, I thought it was going to break my arms holding those tie pads.
Yeah.
That was insane amount of power. Insane. Yeah, that was hard to hold. Very hard to hold.
We were separated into groups at that point, because we had been in pairs and we separated into groups of three. And I was, yeah. I could hear the sound of your, because the three of you, I could hear the sound of your kicks. And I was so glad I wasn't in your group. Because I held the tie pads for Kieran for a little while when we were in twos.
Yeah.
And I felt a similar reaction in my arms, like, oh my God.
Yeah, it was an experience.
Tie pads are fun.
Yeah, they're great. They are good. I've got a pair somewhere. Not sure where. I'll have to bring them.
I've got an awesome bruise on my arm from those.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Not from the power or anything. Completely side effect of that. The little clip that holds the strap in place.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I got a kick, the metal twisted and was pinching the skin on my arm. So I was kind of like, oh, ow!
Forearm conditioning.
Yeah, definitely forearm conditioning. But with the roundhouse kick, I found I find kicks difficult. They hurt, and they my back doesn't want to do it, and my hips don't want to do it. But then I found actually if I stopped trying to drive them through,
yeah,
and relaxed everything, and almost shrank a little bit to kind of be way more, almost come down a little bit. I mean, I don't know if this is right or wrong. I found if I relaxed everything and just tried to flip my leg through while doing what Steve said, get the knee up higher, which you're always telling me to do, but just totally relaxes it as it comes through, and then just use the lower leg, he was saying, to slice through rather than power through with the whole leg. Yeah. Slice through with the lower leg. The power went up for me, yeah, and it hurt less.
That's good.
In my back and hips. So I'm going to try and remember that and practice, yeah, that, because that was... And it's that finding the sweet spot of how to deliver what you've been taught to deliver, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like, yeah, that.
Absolutely.
So what else did we do? Boxing, loads of drill, you know, slipping.
Yeah, just loads of kind of striking drills, really. Sparred a little bit. Not heavy, but just some light sparring, swapping partners every few minutes or every minute or so.
And that was specific there, wasn't it? It was hardly freestyle. It was kind of like there was a setup. Yeah. Yeah. Use the setup, counter, and then reset.
Yeah. And then we did some grappling drills.
Mm.
Some just basic takedowns and some counters, which were quite nice.
Mm. I like the takedown with a single leg. When somebody throws a roundhouse to you and you've caught it, just two ways to take them down after that that were pretty nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they were good.
Typical Steve. Nothing complicated. Just...
No, very simple, very effective.
And that's it, isn't it? Simple and effective.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It was good, very good, and it's nice to see his new place as well. They've got
a new
dojo, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm. And usually it's in a shopping center.
Yeah, which makes so much sense.
Mm. I liked it because when you're inside, you can see everything outside really well, but the outside windows are tinted, so you can only really just see the desk.
Yeah,
and it's really nice. I went to kick one of his, he's got huge punching bags down the side of the row, side of the room. And I went straight for the yellow one and gave it a kick. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
That one's made of iron.
Filled with stone. Yeah.
Glad I didn't go in there for a power shot.
Yeah, no, that was a heavy bag. a very heavy bag.
But it wasn't a huge class, which was actually really, which you wouldn't have wanted actually, because it's not the hugest of rooms.
So no, it kind of just about worked
just
out,
about right. I'm not sure how many people were in there in the end. 15 of us, 18
something
of us.
Like that, yeah. Well, wait, there was even numbers there, wasn't there?
Yeah, I guess.
It must have been 16.
16 was good. And I suppose, like we've said before, but the most amazing thing about that, especially when you're forced to mix partners in a place you've never been, when the sparring is controlled.
Yeah.
You get to meet and train with so many people.
Yeah.
You've never trained with before without it being intimidating.
Yeah, or that's the thing as well. There was very little kind of ego in the room. Everyone was willing to help each other and train with each other. It was really nice.
Yeah,
it was had a some, good group of people.
There was some good people. I had some, I found myself asking questions, sparring with someone, and then they do something. And I was like, that's really nice. How did you do that? And then, and you always know you're in a good place. And they say, oh yeah, absolutely. Let me show you. It's like this.
Yeah. It was good. It's very good. I look forward to the next one.
Yeah. And in case anyone doesn't know, he's the one who runs the boxing. He's the one who runs the competition down in Bournemouth.
Yes.
That takes place next May. So if you're interested in having a shot at being in a competition, he is absolutely the person to watch and follow on social media for information about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He's it's a good competition. It's strict. Strict. Yeah. I think he's expanding weight classes and he's adding more and more, because this last May we didn't go, but he added a veterans category.
He did.
For the old folk like me.
He did indeed.
I like to think it's because we're so intimidating, but
yeah,
I doubt that's the case.
No, it's a really well-run competition, and the rules are good. Just essentially karate combat rules, which, if you don't know what that is, just look up karate combat and you'll see.
Yeah.
But
I mean, simply, it's like your stand-up stuff, but you can take someone down and then just strike or hold for a couple of seconds and then back on your feet. So you only need to be able to do takedowns. You don't need to have to do groundwork, so long as you know how to just hold somebody for a second or...
Yeah, I think you get 5 seconds on the ground. So yeah.
You don't have to do anything when you're down there if that's not something that you've done before. Just learn how to control them or hit them when they're down there. You've nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's worth a shot. It's good.
Yeah. Actually, I mean, I'm hoping that Steve does more of this. More of these courses.
Yeah. I'm sure he will.
It's not always easy to get down there. It's like a couple of hours to get down, a couple of hours to get back, and 4 hours. It's a day.
Yeah, but it is a day, isn't it?
It is a day. But I don't know. I feel like I've come away. I know that I've come away having had a masterclass in stuff.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So what do you take? You love the boxing particularly. So we did takedowns, boxing, all sorts of stuff. What were your particular bits that you take away from that? Things that you learned?
I wouldn't say it's stuff that I learned. I always find that with courses. I think I'll say this. I think if you expect to go to courses and come away thinking I've learned so many new things, you're probably going to be disappointed, because there's only so many techniques you can learn.
Mm.
But what I always come away with are different ways to set those things up.
Mm.
And just different little tweaks to the things that we already know.
Yeah.
So there was a really nice kind of slip and roll into a lead hand hook.
Yep.
Which was really nice. And like that was a really nice way of doing it that I'd never really thought about before.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, just the different ways of setting up the kicks. That's more what I take away from it, rather than thinking I've learned a load of new stuff, because that doesn't, I don't really find that. And I think it's a mistake to expect that. I know people think sometimes when you go to a course, you should learn something brilliantly new. Whereas I think if you learn something completely new, it kind of, yeah, I don't see why you would learn something completely new. Because you know how to punch and kick.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows how to do that. Everyone knows how to grapple a little bit. Like, it's just, it's the kind of finer details of how to set those things up.
Mm.
And little tips to make them more effective, I think, that I always come away with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good day.
I think for me, there was things in there that I definitely will take. As you say, that slip and roll was lovely. But the first part of that slip and roll was the backward slip. Backward slip. Now, that in itself, that refinement on leaning back was big. Because I have been leaning back.
Yeah.
And it's like, don't lean back.
No, you
bend the back leg.
Yeah.
Bend the back leg so that the slip, you know, so that you're not having to then bring your whole self forward again.
Yeah.
So it keeps your center of gravity a bit more balanced.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think once you've got, I'll practice that a lot and then try and, but I love trying to come around, duck down and roll around to the side.
Yeah. It's something we need to work on a lot, is head movement and slipping and rolling and stuff. It's helpful.
Are we gonna? You're gonna be bringing some of these things through into classes? Sure. Yay!
Yeah, absolutely.
Yay! Get to do them again.
Yeah. No, we'll keep practicing them. It's good stuff.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Nice. Well, I enjoyed it very much. My I'm feeling it today.
Yeah, me too. My arms are sore from holding pads for Joe.
I can't imagine. I think I would have knocked my own head off if I'd have tried to hold them for Joe.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah. But God, Joe's good at kicking.
Yeah, he's a good kicker.
He's such a good kicker. I mean, yeah, he's the one who can do all of that, and he can still tap you in the head with the roundhouse. Just tap. Yeah. It's such control. I envy that. I think it's something that I'll never have. So I just look on it with awe and appreciation. And he does that in sparring. I stop for a second and go, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's good. He's a very good kicker.
Well, I'm looking forward to practicing some more of this on our next open mat session.
Yeah, we will. Absolutely.
Looking forward to what Volk does next. What Volk does next. There you go.
Yes. And what Francis does next.
What Francis does next.
All right.
Looking forward to all of it.
Yes, absolutely.
It's refreshed me.
Good. That's good. It's good to know.
So thank you. I think we just wanted to get those things because they're all kind of like stuff that's happening. Yeah. So I think we're going to leave it there for this week.
Yeah.
Which is a kind of what we've done and what's gone on and what we learned.
Yes.
So everyone, please go and give Steve a bit of a shout out. And
absolutely.
We will catch you all next time.
On the next one, yeah. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.